I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Balloons Over the Mississippi gets underway tonight in Fort Madison, Iowa, in Rodeo Park. Don't forget your lawn chairs, because there's live entertainment from 6 until 10 with the Wild West Band, and there's a balloon glow at 8:30. Then tomorrow night, the live entertainment, once again starting at 6, is Trix, and there once again will be a balloon glow at 8:30. It's Balloons Over the Mississippi. Since 2002, balloons have been soaring high above the mighty Mississippi River bluffs, hosting balloonists and providing a great time for all involved. Tomorrow night at the Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum, the Hickory Ridge Concert Series continues with Indiana singer Tim Grimm. The Backfields, his 2006 album, was named Best Americana Album by the Just Plain Folks Music Awards in Los Angeles. He's been named Best Discovery in Roots Americana Music by the Chicago Sun-Times and Male Artist of the Year by the Freeform American Roots DJs. He'll be on stage starting at 7:30 tomorrow night at Dixon Mounds Museum. The museum's lobby opens at 6:30.
I spend money, sweat, and time to get to this river of mine. Glory's just around the corner. I can feel it. No one wants to take me there. They say there's trouble in the air. Something terrifying lives out on that river. LaSalle is my name. Seeking glory, seeking fame. I've sold everything but this coat and boots I'm wearing. And you see I have a plan. I'm gonna be a wealthy man. We just gotta keep on heading towards that river. I'm going to China. I'm going to China. My new life will begin when we hit China.
Tim Grimm at the Hickory Ridge Concert Series at Dixon Mounds Museum tomorrow night at 7:30. The Dixon Mounds Museum is just outside Lewiston. There's an admission charge of $5 per adult and $3 for children under 12. The 5NV Downtown Cinema opens up again in downtown Burlington tomorrow night at 5th Street and Valley Street. It's a fun way to spend a summer evening with the friends and the family outside with a movie. This week's film is Transformers, Dark of the Moon. It's free and open to the public. The whole thing starts at 7 with games and activities before the film. On Sunday afternoon, the Rushville Community Band will perform in Rushville Central Park in the old bandstand. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's free and open to the public and will end at dusk. This coming Wednesday, the Brown Bag Concerts continue in Macomb's Chandler Park in the gazebo. This week's featured performance is the Nauvoo Pageant Bagpipe Band. Be sure to pack or pick up a picnic lunch and take a break during the noon hour to listen to this great music. The Brown Bag Concerts are sponsored by the Macomb Area Chamber of Commerce and Downtown Development Corporation. This coming Thursday evening, at Western Illinois University's Student Union in the Sandberg Theater, the final installment of this summer's The Dead Filmmaker Society. This summer film series has been featuring 16mm films, actual film, from the collection of Western Illinois film professor Richard Ness, who also serves as host. This week's final screening is A Laurel and Hardy Evening, ending the season with another fine mess. It's a salute to Stan and Ollie, the duo considered by many to be the greatest comedy team of all time. The screening will include the feature-length film Blockheads from 1938 and, of course, a selection of classic short films, A Laurel and Hardy Evening, at the Dead Filmmakers Society at the Sandberg Theater in the University Union this coming Thursday evening. The film begins at 7 o'clock. There is no admission charge. The series is sponsored by the WIU Department of Broadcasting. Western Illinois University's School of Music Emeritus Professor Ann Collins has been keeping busy lately with a new CD, with helping to organize the upcoming Al Sears Jazz Festival in Macomb, and helping to kick off the countdown to that festival next Sunday morning and afternoon with a brunch. And dropped by to talk to us about it. Jazz in July, a kickoff, a countdown, as it were, towards this year's Al Sears Jazz Festival.
Right, and it's going to be on Sunday, August 29th at Shiloh's.
At the Bar and Bistro, and you'll have a few friends along too?
Oh yes, I'm going to play, and Pete Hannon on saxophone will be joining me, and Vicky Mayo, a well-known vocalist in the area, is going to be singing a few ditties too. You know, just jazz standards that you all know and love.
And so you'll get to be up in the roost.
Yes, up in the birdcage at Shiloh's, right.
Singing over the patrons. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a really fun event.
And you know how good that food is at Shiloh's. Their brunch is just incredible. I think it's 11 to 1 on Sunday.
Nothing complements jazz better than something a little bit Louisiana tinged.
Yeah, it'll just get us all in the mood to start all of our big push for the Al Sears.
And that gives us just about a month and a half of ticking the clock down. And I understand you're going to be doing a little bit of that clock ticking yourself with a Learning is Forever program.
Yes, yes. It's called Jazz 101, and I'm going to do four sessions on Tuesday evenings at Wesley Methodist Church. And it will be an introduction to what is jazz, what makes it jazz, and a little bit about the beginnings of jazz and going into the swing era and what happens after the swing era, because a lot of people's knowledge kind of stops right there. So we're going to just do a review. It is Jazz 101. It's for beginners. Yeah.
Four Tuesday sessions starting on August 28th.
Yes.
And then afterwards into September on the 4th and 11th and 18th. So you can call area code 309-298-1911 for more information on that part of the Learning is Forever or Life program offered through Western Illinois University. And then you'll actually be performing with the trio.
I'm so excited that I get to be featured on this year's Al Sears. You know, the Ann Collins Trio is made up of different people depending on where I am. There's a Little Rock Trio and an Illinois Trio and a Texas Trio and so on. Actually, what I'm doing is bringing in different people, the bassist and the drummer from Little Rock that I recorded with my first CD. Are coming, and they're just incredible, Joe Vick and Dave Rogers. And then from South Texas, where I spend my winter, Keith DeSantis is a saxophonist, and so it's just going to be a dream quartet. I'm so excited.
And that just made me think of your latest compact disc, Live at COFAC, which is the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall here on the Western Illinois University campus. And you had a recording with the more local version.
Yes. This is the Illinois Ann Collins Trio, but also featuring David Leferry on mm-hmm. vocals and Pete Hannon again. Well, you know, a lot of people have recorded live at the Village Vanguard or something, so I thought live at COFAC had just such a good ring to it. It was the concert that I did to benefit the Ann Collins Jazz Piano Scholarship, and Tom Durso did a great job of recording it, so we decided, let's just do a CD.
A great live, charming set with a lot of great standards.
Just a little bit of everything. It's not what you would call a very serious jazz recording. It's just fun for everyone to listen to. That's the way we designed the concert, and we tried to keep that same live feel in the CD. So I think it's something that anybody would enjoy listening to. This even got a little touch of country at the end. How about that?
And once again, just like the concert itself was, the compact disc benefits the Ann Collins Jazz Piano Scholarship Fund here at the university.
Yes.
Keeping the jazz piano opening alive for another generation of pianists.
Hopefully, yes, yes. And I think, in fact, Michael Stryker, who is very involved with the jazz piano at the university, says they're noticing they're getting some pretty good pianists. And I like to think maybe I had a little bit to do with that by offering scholarships to attract new students.
So we can catch you at Jazz in July at Shiloh's Bar and Bistro on Sunday the 29th, starting at 11 o'clock and going to 1 o'clock. Brunch and a kickoff for the Al Sears Jazz Festival this year. And Collins, thank you so much for coming in.
It's been my pleasure.
Collins Trio and Friends from the album Live at COFAC. I'm Ken Zomley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.